Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, it's probably fair to say that mental health concerns have been on the agenda more than ever before in the midst of this pandemic, but that doesn't mean that it's something that we can take our eye off. Wellways Standby is an accessible 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week program providing free face-to-face and telephone support to anyone affected by suicide. And to tell us about it today is the program coordinator, Emma Knapp. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, there's been some recent particular concern in the community about suicide.
Yes, there has. So Shepparton, unfortunately, has had a few losses over the last 6 months. And so because of that, Wellways and Standby are working with the community to provide, I suppose, a bit of a response and support during this time.
There's obviously an acknowledgement that suicide affects not just, you know, it affects witnesses, first responders, individuals, family, friends, service providers.
Yeah, it can affect a whole community. So there has been some research done that, and they say that when someone loses their life to suicide, about 135 people are directly impacted.
So it has a real ripple effect out in the community.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's obviously ongoing if people don't, sing out if they need help. So I guess that's one of the reasons why you have come up with this pop-up space.
Yeah, it is. We thought we'll open the doors so anyone can walk in. It's a nice, relaxed place. You can come and have a coffee. And we've been sitting there now since the start of January. So we started out over at St. Augustine's Hall in Shepparton. And now we're sitting at the Maroopna Education and Activity Centre on Alexander Street. So we'll be there for 2 weeks. There's some activities that are also organised, you know, for the next couple of weeks as well. We're going to make some memory boxes. And there's a support night happening on Thursday the 17th as well. We provide a free breakfast on Friday morning, so anyone can come down between 7 and 9, enjoy a nice egg and bacon roll and a coffee, and just have a chat. So I suppose it just provides a space for people to come and really just have a conversation.
What kind of a response have you been getting so far?
We've had a really good response, which is why we've extended the pop-up centre, I suppose, for another 2 weeks. We've had lots of interest off service providers, so they come and they have a chat with us about the program, and we talk about resources that we've got, you know, at the actual location. So we've got brochures and information, but we've also had people just sometimes turn up, and regulars as well. So we have regular people who come and enjoy a nice breakfast on a Friday, and it's nice to see their face again, and you just have a chat. And I suppose it provides that face to the service that we provide, so people sort of get to know who we are and what we do.
And is it a counselling based service?
No, it's not actually. So the support that Standby provides is actually non-clinical. And the reason for that is because grief is actually part of the human experience, and it doesn't require that clinical intervention, not just yet. It requires a conversation, compassion, and a listening ear. So what we do is we provide a support session. We have workers that sit in the community, and when we receive a referral, we call on them, and they go and provide direct one-on-one support.
Do you put the recent spike, down to pressures brought about by the pandemic, or are there other issues going on in our community?
No, there are definitely other issues happening in the community. Unfortunately, when we lose someone to suicide, there are often many, many reasons why, and it's a very complex issue. It's different for every person.
Okay. So, as you said, you've got a number of activities starting this Thursday, memory box making 7 till 9. I can imagine what memory box making is. Is it pretty much as simple as I'm imagining, or is this something I don't know about memory box making?
No, it's as simple as you're imagining. So we've got some really nice craft materials, and it's just an opportunity for us to sit around, usually just have a cuppa, and what they can do is they can create a box where they can put you know, things that remind them of their loved one. And for us, it's a way of having those conversations to talk to people and teach people about how to remain connected to people they've lost, even if they don't have them here in the physical way anymore.
You mentioned the free breakfast on Fridays at the MEAC car park from 7 till 9 a.m. And next Thursday, a suicide bereavement support night. Tell me about that.
So what we're hoping to do is have a group of people that attend on the night. And what we'll do is we'll have a group discussion about grief, what grief does to us, how it affects our bodies and our minds. But we'll also be talking as well maybe about our own experiences. So it'll be a very safe environment. You don't have to share. Some people just come along to take part and meet others who have a similar experience.
And then you've got an event at Victoria Park Lake on Sunday, Feb 20.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to the 20th. It's the last event we'll be holding. It's about bringing people together and connecting in the community. There'll be music. We've got a fantastic singer coming. His name is Nathan Lamont, and he's been on The Voice. We have face painting and balloon animals, and there'll be a gold coin donation barbecue as well. So that's from 4 till 7 down at Victoria Park Lake. It's just a nice opportunity for everyone to come together, enjoy a bit of time and just have a bit of fun, I suppose.
Well, any advice you could give to somebody who may have experienced this recently and they might be a bit reticent about, you know, fronting up?
It's always hard and to reach out for help. And you, sometimes you just don't know when you do need it. My advice would be there's no harm in a conversation. So even as a call, we've got a number. It's a 1-300-727-247. Give us a call, have a chat. If the support session isn't for you, then maybe we can just stay in touch another way and support you in another way. We're pretty flexible. Rather than sit alone and have thoughts in your mind, give us a call and share that conversation.
Thanks very much, Emma. Thanks very much for your time and best of luck with the work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you very much, Terry.
It was Emma Knapp of the Wellways Standby Program.
Joseph was in his 60s when a tragic series of events pushed him into homelessness. Sadly, he's not the only one. Almost 700 Australians over the age of 65 will be sleeping rough tonight. Thankfully, Mission Australia was able to rescue Joseph and find him a safe and stable home. Please donate today to help other older Australians escape or avoid homelessness. Call 1-800-888-868 or visit missionaustralia.com.au.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.